The Guardian.
Ken Livingstone, far brand of the left, taking advice from Alistair Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem completely counterintuitive when you say it like that. I guess their argument would be that Blair and Campbell have a record for winning elections, and at the moment they're looking for anyone who can help them win an election. So in those terms, it makes sense. When you look at it in light of their relationship, certainly in 1999 and 2000, when Blair described Livingstone as a disaster for London, or predicted he would be a disaster for London, then it is quite interesting developments, really. Ken's come full circle from an independent MP back to what seems like the heart of the Labour Party.
What do we know about the advice that Campbell and the other New Labour Blairite figures have been offering old Labour Ken?
I think that their main thrust seems to be on three main points. They're saying that you need to make clear that the position of mayor is a very important position, that Livingstone's track record shows that he can do it and do it well, and that Johnson has no experience and is incompetent. So they're really trying to attack Johnson as incompetent and say that Livingstone is the man with the experience to do the job.
The fact that Gordon Brown is loaning Tessa Jowell to Livingstone's campaign, and that even Tony Blair is taking a personal interest in it, it does suggest that the Labour Party generally is pretty concerned about this London fight.
I think it suggests two things. I think it suggests, first of all, that the Labour Party nationally are very concerned about the consequences for them at Westminster if they lose London. There's a feeling that this will be a step on the way to a Cameron administration and a Cameron government at Westminster. I think it also shows the prospect of Boris Johnson as London mayor has galvanised the Labour Party and the Labour movement behind Ken Livingstone, which is not always the case, as we've seen before. But I think the prospect of someone like Boris Johnson with his hands on an £11 billion budget running London for the next 4 years has made them put their differences aside.
And are they right to be worried? What's the latest in terms of the very tight race that we know has been developing?
Well, that's fascinating. That's the multi-million dollar question, I suppose. It's the polling splits into two camps, really. There's the traditional telephone polling that suggests, and has suggested for the past 10 days or 2 weeks, that it is absolutely neck and neck. And then there's YouGov polling, which does it online. And that's, at one stage about 2 weeks ago, suggested that Johnson was ahead by about 13 points. They are now converging. Everybody's pointed to the fact that it is a very, very close race. Labour Party people behind the scenes are telling me that their polling and their focus groups over the last couple of days have suggested that as people's minds focus on the reality of the election and what it will mean, that Livingstone is just beginning to creep ahead. But any serious analyst that I've spoken to says it's too close to call.
So 1 week to go, Matthew. What can we expect from Boris and Ken?
Johnson is likely to announce a couple of key members of his team if he becomes mayor, which has been a weakness in his campaign up until now, because we don't know who will be running London. So I think we can expect that certainly by the early stages of next week, perhaps even in the next couple of days. As far as Livingstone is concerned, he's going to have a relentless focus on the serious choices facing London, from transport to environment to the buses to crime. And he will be focused on his record from the Olympics to, you know, his leadership in 7-7, his ability to get an agreement for Crossrail. But also, I think that there may be something in the pipeline that will suggest a review of procedures at City Hall, which has been one of the millstones around his neck after allegations of cronyism. I think in the next couple of days we may hear an announcement saying they're going to review procedures at City Hall, which they hope will put that to one side.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.